As the 2004 presidential campaign approaches its first caucus, a new book surveys American politics. Author Stanley Greenberg offers what he believes is a unifying vision of the nation. He believes it has the potential to create a new political movement. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Greenberg.
Stanley Greenberg is best known as a pollster for former President Clinton. He worked for Al Gore in a 2000 presidential race and still polls for British Prime Minister Tony Blair. His wife is Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, a seven-term Democrat from Connecticut. His new book is The Two Americas, Our Current Political Deadlock and How to Break It. In the book, Greenberg describes two major categories of voters. The two groups reflect how the voters and the parties would like to see themselves. Greenberg puts his fellow Democrats into a group he calls 100% America. That group is primarily interested in social policy that focuses on increased opportunity for education and work. He places Republicans into a faction he calls the Sons of Ronald Reagan. This is how he describes their philosophy.
An America that will be assertive of its interests, trying to promote, you know, freedom around the world. Strong military, but also a country which was strong in faith and religious faith and respected the religious communities within the country. Belief in small government, low taxes, and above all, the ability of entrepreneurs and the market to create the kind of prosperity that can enrich the country as a whole.
And the counter vision coming from the Democrats, you call 100% American.
Now, the challenge, I think, to the Democrats is to say that the Reagan vision of America is the wrong road for the country, that this is where the Republicans want to take us. They believe if we help the few, we will somehow enrich the many. The Democrats offer a vision of 100% America with opportunity at the core, that we are never satisfied if we are not achieving opportunity for everyone. So we potentially have, you know, two different views of America's hopeful future.
And that's the narrative that you think drives the political base on each side.
Those two narratives are potentially important to Democrats and Republicans, but they don't hear that narrative. If you look at the Democratic base right now includes people I call secular warriors. If you don't go to church and don't own a gun, then you're going to be a strong Democratic voter. On the Republican side, you have the white evangelicals who want faith, who think they're being discriminated against. It includes what I call the FU boys, the younger men who don't want the government messing with their guns and don't want people in the world messing with America. And so it includes those voters who are responding to symbolic cultural issues. But neither party is really offering a big vision, a big narrative that would take the country beyond this current parody of the parties.
One of the interesting things about you is that you are a political player here in Washington. And using your skill as a pollster, what you have done is tested these two narratives against each other with a broad base of Americans, Republican and Democrat. Which narrative carries the day?
100% America carries the day. And I tell you what carries the day more than the particular narratives is a desperate hope for a more civil, more hopeful politics for the country, and the idea that we can really do better than this intense, polarized, uncivil politics that dominates right now. What we did, we went out in the country, we did 1,000 interviews and presented these two narratives, talked to people. When we looked at the numbers across the country by a margin of 12 points, people really warmed to the idea that we can be for the whole country, that everybody has opportunity. And if there's a Democrat who can step forward to present that kind of narrative, there's the possibility of a bigger election.
So if that's the case, if 100% America carries the day when you polled everyone, why is it that Republicans seem to be gaining not only the White House, but Congress?
Well, the country is divided. The only reason why it appears Republicans are gaining everything is because we are so evenly divided. Even a small shift, the last election was a shift of about a percentage point, produced very big changes in terms of who controlled what institutions.
Do you have any predictions for how the election plays out based on the research you've done for the two Americas?
Well, what I know is that when you look at the country now, you have this polarized politics, which produces nominees which have to struggle to recreate themselves, reposition themselves to be viable for the national election come the general. I think we're going to live with that until somebody breaks out of this and says, I'm just not going to accept these rules. I'm going to get out of the cultural politics that's dividing the nation.
And do you see anybody like that on the horizon?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, look, there's a lot of strong Democratic, you know, candidates, but they are captive, you know, of the two Americas. A great leader will emerge from this who is able to look at the two Americas and say, this is a diminished America. You know, we need to have a better America, and the country is looking for a more hopeful vision. I think that opportunity will arise as the candidate locks down the nomination.
Democratic pollster Stanley Greenberg is the author of The Two Americas, Our Current Political Deadlock and How to Break It. He's not working for any candidate in the 2004 presidential race. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.